Your Raise the Roof game highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is now the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing, quality, integrity, and customer care, serving Chicagoland since 1934. The mission for the Wildcats today, get off to a quick start, and they did. They scored first in this game, a sack on Southern Illinois' opening series. The opening series of the game forced a punt. Cats punted it back, but the Wildcats would stop Southern for the second time and then put a drive together, 88 yards in 14 plays, capping it on Ryan Holinsky's one-yard quarterback sneak on fourth and goal, and the Cats had a 7-0 lead at the end of one quarter. Into the second quarter, on the first play of the second quarter, a 57-yard touchdown pass from Southern quarterback Nick Baker to tight end Tyce Daniel got them on the board and tied the game. It was 7-7. Still in the early stages of the second quarter, the Cats put a drive together. Ryan Holinsky, a 23-yard pass to Malik Washington, got it down to the Southern 31-yard line. Then he hit Marshall Lang, his tight end, for 15, down to the 12. And Holinsky, a 3-yard toss to Bryce Kurtz to get it down to the 1. And from there, he would call on number 26. Marshall Lang will be the fullback in the eye on first and goal at the 1. Holinsky gives to Hull, dances left and into the end zone. Touchdown, Evan Hull. His fourth touchdown of the year, and the Wildcats are back in front with 10:56 to go in the half. 14-7, Cats led it. Southern Illinois would then drive from their own 25 to the Northwestern 24, settled for a field goal try, but it was no good from 42 yards out. Still in the second quarter, after a punt by the Wildcats, Southern starting at their own end, the 35-yard line, but the Cats would come up with what turned out to be their only takeaway of the game. Second down and 13, empty backfield, 5 wide receivers. Snap to Baker. Drops back to the 45, looking over the middle through the arms of the intended receiver and intercepted by the Wildcats. Xander Mueller with his second interception of the year on the deflection. The first turnover today, and the Cats have it with 3:19 to go in the half. But they would in turn turn it over to SIU. Ryan Holinsky picked off today, and that would set Southern up at their own at the 18-yard line of the Wildcats, just over 2 minutes to go into the half. And the play fake, Baker lobs it over the middle, caught by Garrett inside the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, SIU. Jacob Garrett caught the lob pass from the quarterback, Baker. Baker's second touchdown pass today. And one play after the interception, the Salukis are poised to tie it up again. And they did, 14-all. The Wildcats would turn it over again. Holinsky picked off again, setting Southern up at the Northwestern 36-yard line. They would drive it down to the 15, but that's where Baumgart's 32-yard field goal try was blocked by Jeremiah Lewis, returned by Bryce Gallagher, 52 yards, but time ran out, and the score was 14-all at halftime. Into the third quarter, Cats went 3-and-out. Southern drove to a field goal. Baumgart good from 45 yards out to put them up 17-14. It remained 17-14 into the opening moments. In fact, the first play of the fourth quarter. We begin the fourth quarter. Adam Stage will try a 26-yard field goal from the right hash to tie the game. Here's the snap. Here's the kick by Stage on the way. And it is good. And we are tied. With 4 seconds gone in the fourth quarter, the Wildcats tie it up. Stage with his third field goal of the season. And we're all even at 17 with 14:56 to go. Yeah, but not for long. The Salukis starting from their own 26. They were aided by a pass interference penalty. And then on a fourth and 2 near midfield, Baker would run for 20 yards down to the Northwestern 31-yard line. Eventually, they got it down to the Wildcats 9. Here's Baker, fakes the handoff, drops the throw, wants to go to the end zone. Caught by Garrett in the back of the end zone for the touchdown. His second today. And SIU's back in front with 12:28 remaining. 24-17. Cats appeared to be on the drive. They got it from their own 25 in SIU territory to the 29-yard line, but that's where Evan Hull lost the ball on a fumble. Nothing came of that as the Salukis punted it back to the Wildcats, but then the Cats starting from their own 20, Holinski was hit, fumbled the ball. It was recovered by the Salukis at the Northwestern 10. From there, in just two plays, Baker took it in himself from a yard out to make it 31-17. One last gasp for the Wildcats with time running out in this one. Now Washington motions right. Fourth down for the Cats. Holinski throwing to the end zone. Touchdown, Malik Washington. Caught it about a yard or two into the end zone. A three-yard touchdown pass. They made it 31-24, but SIU recovered the ensuing onside kick, picked up a first down to run out the clock, and the final was SIU 31, Northwestern 24.